What is up, everybody? Welcome to Project Manifest. I want to come on here real quick and talk to y'all about something that has been in the back of my head for a while. And I hope it motivates y'all to get started with something that you've been wanting to start for a long time. So, as y'all know, I'm not a big podcast right now. My podcast is not getting millions of listens per month. And, you know, that's all right. It's at a small size right now. And I have a feeling it'll grow one day. But, you know, that don't matter to me. For the people who are listening, it's helping them. I'm pretty dang sure because the guests that I've had on are providing awesome, an absolute ridiculous amount of value. So, what I want to come on here and say is this. I want to start with this. Just do it. Just start. And I don't mean to sound like Nike or sound cliche at all. But the thing is, it's the absolute truth. I reached out to, with my podcast, it is a, you know, the main bulk of my episodes are interviews, right? I have to reach out to people and pitch my podcast to them and say, hey, look, I would like to have you on. The thing is, you know, with the people that I reach out to, it is not the followers, it's not their follower amount is not the reason I reach out to them. But it just so happens that the people that I want to have on just so happen to have a lot of followers. But the thing is with that, they have so many followers, I'm pretty dang sure, like Jason Harriman said in the last episode, I'm pretty sure they get hundreds of podcast requests. Why would he want to come on my podcast when I barely get 20 listens an episode? Right? And that's okay. But why would he want to come on my podcast? Right? That's what I'm thinking in my head. So, but the thing is, I want to have this guy on. There's a lot of stuff that I think we have a lot of common ground on, and I think we can have a really good conversation. And I want to say that too, whether you have a lot in common or not, have the conversation, because I believe there's great conversations to be had, whether you agree or disagree on a majority of things. Anyway, I want to have these certain people on. And the thing is, here's what happened. Jason Harriman, for example, I don't know him personally. He lives in Texas. I live in T-Town, Alabama, right? I reached out to him around 3 months ago, right? And I just had him on last week. I reached out to him 3 months ago. So I kind of I pitched the podcast to him. I told him, hey, man, I'd like to have you on. Blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. Didn't get a response back. I kind of forgot that I even asked him. So, and then one day, I get a text on Instagram from Jason Harriman. And I'm like, whoa. Like, completely forgot that I actually sent him a message. He said, hey, man, I love the idea of the podcast to see where you're going, and I would love to come on. It's also what I'm passionate about. So, I was like, dude. I was blown away because, you know, if I listened to that voice in the back of my head saying, hey, you shouldn't do that. You know, he ain't going to respond. You're not going to get him on. If I listened to that voice, I wouldn't have had him on my podcast a week ago. Right? I wouldn't have been any further today than I was yesterday if I did not reach out to him. 3 months after I sent that message, he responded. If I would have not sent that message, there would have been nothing for him to respond to. There would be no podcast for him to be on, right? In my case. So, because I did, for 3 months, there was a message prepared for him to respond to. And when it came time, he responded to it, and we had him on the podcast. And I have two other guests coming on who are very, very good business leaders, business owners. And I think that will be awesome guests for the podcast. I also don't know them personally. They're also in different states. I don't know these guys. These are also people who I had to pitch my podcast to. And here we go. I'm interviewing and having them on the podcast this week. They're going to be released, you know, one episode per week. But I'm having them on this week. Just want to say, you just got to freaking do it. You just got to start. And, you know, because if I would have never reached out to these guys, I wouldn't have been any further today than I was yesterday. So, I hope that helps somebody. That's just been on the back of my mind. It's been motivating me. It's just like, hey man, you know, I really need to stick to this. I hope that helps motivate somebody. You know, if you haven't started something, you've been scared to start something, just freaking do it. Ignore that scared little voice in the back of your head and just freaking do it. All right? Because I guarantee you won't regret it. If you fail, you failed. There's something else that you could do. You can retry. If you don't fail, you don't know what you're doing wrong. If you don't fail, you don't know how you could be any better. So look at failure as a learning experience, and look at failure as a fresh start. Look at failure as a motivator for you to keep doing what you want to do and become better at it. So hope that helps somebody. I always go longer than I wanted to, than I planned to. But anyway, I hope this helps somebody, and I'll see you on the next episode.